It's a new day. Yes, it is.
I don't know if this theme's appropriate anymore. We're about to find out from our next guest, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Thursday. We're at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Coming up February 10th, Monday Night Raw at Bridgestone Arena. Looking forward to that. Tickets are on sale now. It's always a good show when WWE comes to town. We say hello to WWE superstar Kofi Kingston, who is on the line with us. And Kofi, we saw it Monday night. I guess it is a new day, is it not?
It is a new day. I woke up that next day. I had posted on social media just feeling brand new. I had actually taken a red-eye flight. And as I woke up on the flight, the sun was rising in Atlanta, Georgia, and it just truly felt like a new day. It was it was great. You know, it felt like a burden had been lifted from my shoulders. Very energetic, emotional night for everybody involved. But I think that it's all, full speed ahead, and we're rising from this point forward.
So what does this mean moving forward for you and Woods? Because we've kind of seen, you guys clash a little bit over the last few weeks, and then Big E comes back, tries to fix it all. You guys, take exception to that and move on from Big E. So what can we expect moving forward from this new day?
Well, I think having a new attitude and a new reset is, it's natural. It's a natural transition right now, and it feels good to be able to move forward. You and the rest of the WWE universe have been watching over the past few months. Like, you saw me and Woods really butting heads, and the week before this past Raw, you saw us actually getting each other's faces, and we're yelling at each other in a way that we've never talked to each other ever. A lot of emotions were involved, and everybody in the WWE universe saw what was happening, and they saw the path to that. So to me, when Big E showed up last week, it was too little, too late. If everybody saw what was happening, why didn't he, try to intervene a little bit earlier? It's not like he hasn't been at work. He's been on those premium live events, the pre-shows, been on those. He could have very easily came to us at any point during this deterioration, and he chose, to wait all this time. It was just too little, too late, So it is what it is, man. I'm excited for what comes next. Like I said, I think me and Woods are more focused than ever right now, and there's a new level of just new energy that we're feeling, and we're going to take the WWE Universe by storm.
Kofi Kingston is with us, WWE superstar. There's a new energy in WWE, and we've basically seen it over the course of the last year and a half. And I go back to the storytelling that, that you and Woods and now E, have the storyline that you've all been a part of. It's truly can't miss television. How much fun has it been to be a part of this and, what everyone's kind of dubbed the Triple H Paul Levesque era?
Yeah, it has really been truly amazing to be a part of this, especially for myself. I've been with the WWE on television consistently for the past 18 years or something like that, and just to see the transition in terms of even what I think it is being able to continue a story and to take people on journeys that they don't, with twists and turns that they don't see coming, that they don't expect. To have some level of the ultimate level of continuity and consistency throughout the show is so important. I mean, there's so much good television out there that tells so many good stories. So for us, it's very important for us to be able to grasp the people's attention. So to be able to have situations and storylines where we're telling stories with different twists and turns and plot twists and all of those emotions that we're invoking from people, it is just, it's awesome to be a part of. It's a special energy, like you said. And, the ticket sales don't lie, sold out houses week in, week out. They don't lie. The product right now is fire, as the kids like to say. It's really great to be a part of.
And they do say that. Kofi, were you, you talk about being selling out arenas and the ratings are all time high. So were you surprised? I mean, what happened on December 2nd with everything that went on TV, how the kind of people have kind of gone crazy and lost their mind with what's going on with you guys? Because it's kind of taken over.
Yeah, it really has. I don't think that it's so with us. I mean, we have done a magnificent job of telling the WWE Universe what our story is as the New Day and what we represent. the brotherhood that we represent. You know, having each other's backs no matter what is what we have represented for the past decade. There are people that will come up to me now and they'll say, oh, man, I used to watch you growing up. And they'll show me a picture of them when they were like half their size. And now I stand next to them and they're towering over me. So it's like these people, like they've dedicated their time and their energy to us. And they've seen what the New Day is. They've seen how we came in and we should have been a flop, you know, but through our resiliency and our just, you know, believing in the power of positivity and consistency and our chemistry and our bond and our ability to entertain people, they have come on that ride the entire time. So I can't say that I'm surprised with the reaction. I mean, we've really developed quite the rapport with people over the years. So I would have been more surprised if they didn't care as much as they did. I am surprised that, you know, that most of these people out here don't really understand, like, why we did what we did. I mean, we came out there, and I said this in a different interview, you can always tell when you're right, when you make an argument and you spit nothing but facts. Everything that we said on Monday night was completely factual. You know, it was something that we, you know, we told the truth. You might not have liked to hear what it was, but then the people online and in social media are talking about, like, oh, well, you know, oh, cussing at us and, you know, cursing us and talking about, oh, you're bird chest and this. And there are all these insults that have nothing to do with what we were talking about. So I know that when you can't bring a rational argument to the table, that means that you know that you're wrong because you don't have any facts to support your argument. Just because you're upset doesn't mean that, you know, that you're right.
Oh, it's a great point. My son, he's 18. He loves you. He loves wrestling. And is it so cool that wrestling kind of reinvents itself every 3 to 5 years? And, you know, 5 years ago, he had no idea who you are. Now he knows who you are. He loves you and loves everything about wrestling. But I think it's the only sport that just kind of reinvents itself every 3 to 5 years. And you are on the front line of this. Do you see it every night in these arenas where they're going crazy for you?
Yeah, it's really awesome. I think it's crazy because, you know, you say every 3 to 5 years, but then it also goes from, like, generation to generation because you have people who will, like, fall in and out of wrestling over the years. You know, oh, I used to watch when I was a kid, and then I stopped for, like, 10 years, but now I'm back. I used to watch Dusty Rhodes. Now I'm back. I see Cody Rhodes, and now my son likes Cody Rhodes the way I used to like Dusty Rhodes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, like, the continuity is really unmatched, you know, and it's the coolest thing to be able to weave that thread of consistency throughout different generations. But yeah, like you said too, man, and like I mentioned earlier that, you know, people like invest their time and their energy into these situations that we find ourselves in on television. And now that we're in a position to be able to tell stories with a level of consistency that we haven't had in quite some time, it really like the ticket, like I said, the ticket sales show, man, like the ticket sales don't lie. The ratings don't lie. People are truly invested. It's a special time. You're seeing people come into WWE from all different worlds that you never thought would happen. Even like, you know, Kevin Owens being here at one time was like, oh my God, like, oh, he's an indie talent. You know, he's on the indies. He'll never be a WWE superstar. Shinsuke Nakamura, oh, he's in Japan. He'll never be on WWE. Now they're like superstars on the roster. Sami Zayn, same thing. Daniel Bryan, same thing. You know, and we've continued to build on that momentum just, you know, Jacob Fatu being here. Nobody ever thought that he'd be here, but here he is, and he's doing incredible things. So, like you said, we're in a really special time for wrestling, and WWE is just on the cusp of, you know, just, you know, we're breaking barriers in so many different ways, and keeping people on their toes is so difficult to do in this era of television where there's so many entertaining aspects of TV out there, but we're out here doing it into the highest level possible.
Monday Night Raw in Nashville, February 10th, 2025 at Bridgestone Arena. The Netflix era will be underway then. Kofi Kingston is on the line with us. All right, I do want to ask you this before we let you go. Best nerd bar in Nashville that you can go to?
Best nerd bar in Nashville? Oh, it's tough to say. I'm so bad with, like, you know, like, names of bars and stuff like that. But didn't we go to, like, gosh, what was it, like a barcade or something? I don't know. I know we've been.
They got several of those.
Several barcades there over the years, you know. Yeah, but the energy in Nashville is amazing. It's always contagious. It's really really cool to be there and just like bask in that energy. You know, the entertainment energy. Right. Hi, babe. Oh, my daughter just woke up and she came over here with a big smile on her face. You know, it's a new day indeed. It's a new day indeed. But yeah, man, we can't wait to come to Nashville at the Bridgestone Arena. It's always a great crowd there. It's always great energy. So anybody out there who enjoys having fun, I'm in a meeting. Yeah, come out, have a great time. You know, it's always encouraged to come, bring your sign, cheer for the people who you like, boo the people who you don't like. People online have been telling me how bad I am and how mad they are at me and Woods. So come on to Nashville and come tell us to our face, you know. Come tell us how badly you feel about us. Come boo us if you want to. We'll be there, you know. It's going to be a great time, and we're looking forward to it.
Hey, I'll say this as we let you go. It's still Kofi Mania to me, man. So looking forward to seeing where this goes, and looking forward to seeing you in Nashville.
Yeah, we can't wait to be there, man. It's going to be an awesome time.
Absolutely. Kofi, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
All right, Kofi Kingston with us on the program, WWE Superstar. February 10th at Bridgestone Arena, Monday Night Raw. We'll be here, and it'll be the new Netflix era. Going to be really cool to
now,
see.
What does that mean?
It's moving to Netflix. They're going to stream it on Netflix. So, you know, that I don't know what that means. They can go longer segments, less commercials, all those things. So,
is that like, what does it do now? Where does it air now?
USA.
Okay, so everything transfers over?
Yeah. For Raw. So it'll be really cool, when that happens, and going to be there for sure at Bridgestone Arena. All right, we're going to get back into the Predators. A lot of you wanted to weigh in on this with everything going on with the Preds. They lose last night 3-2. They're back in action tonight against Montreal. We'll get back to your calls, back to your texts on the Preds. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.